You're listening to South Georgia's number one local talk show, The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
All right, 7:35 on this Wednesday morning. Thanks so much for joining us on The Morning Drive, whether you're listening to us on 105.9 or online at valdostatoday.com. Of course, check them out on Facebook as well, as it's updated throughout the day to keep you up to date on what's going on in South Georgia. This morning, we continue our series of interviews with those who are running for office. No, the November the 3rd election is now 6 days away, and Dr. Tad Mosley joins us this morning. Tad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
I appreciate you being here. Tad is a candidate for the Valdosta City School Board. This is the District 6 seat. And this is the seat Bill Love, who, matter of fact, he called us the morning that he had decided to vacate that seat. So this is to fill his term, correct, Dan?
That's correct.
Well, two more years on that?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. First of all, you're a native here. You're from here, grew up here. Tell folks a little bit about your background, what you do, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, you're right. I grew up here in Valdosta, and I went through the city school system and graduated from Valdosta High. After that, I went to Auburn and got my veterinary degree there. I married. My wife's name is Rebecca. I met her at Valdosta High as well, so mm-hmm. lots of memories are there. And yeah. We've got three kids.
Gotcha. And now, what was it about, of course, this is your first time running for office, right?
That's right.
Yeah. What was it about this this race, or what was going on that kind of started your thinking as something you may be interested in running for?
Well, I've got a family history on the school board. John Howell is my grandfather, okay. and he was on the school board. Back about the time that the high school that's currently built was built. Mm-hmm. And so it's always been something in the back of my mind, something I thought about one day would be an opportunity for me. And I got word that Bill Love was vacating the seat, and then the opportunity was available. And there's a lot going on with the school system right now. There's a lot of opportunities that could be taken advantage of, and I wanted to be a part of it and help further the system.
Again, I think each school system, depending on its size and where it is, has certain challenges they face. And certainly, you know, I'm a big proponent of public schools, and so we often like to highlight a lot of the good things that are going on that I think maybe don't get the light shown on them that they should. But there are certainly challenges, whether it's fiscally or whatever the case may be. And I know the Valdosta City School System has those as well.
Yeah, and they do, you know, and you know, if you look around the system, you look at a lot of the elementary and middle schools, we got a lot of great facilities right now. I mean, there are a lot of them are brand new, or, you know, getting ready to do the new high school. And while those are all good things, they all come with challenges. You know, it's great to build a new high school, but that's going to come with challenges as far as funding that build and things like that.
Yeah. What do you think about your background kind of lends itself to being a good candidate for the school board? Whether it's professional or personal?
Yeah, well, you know, being a product of the system, I believe in it. You know, yeah. Like you said, I believe in public education myself. I think it's a blessing for all of us and for everybody around that they have the opportunity to educate their children. I've seen the results. You know, it prepared me to go on to professional school to become a veterinarian, and I've seen areas where it prepares those others who maybe their goal is to go to Wiregrass or something like that to get their education. But I believe in the system, and I want it to succeed. Mm-hmm. And I've got a mind that I think can help our system go well.
Again, Tad Mosley joins us. He's a candidate for the District 6 seat. And the upcoming election, of course, early voting continues through the rest of this week and the election on Tuesday. Again, growing up here, I know, and talking about having a kind of a history on the school board, do you think that kind of helps the fact that you have that kind of history? And probably, like I said, grew up in the system. Mm-hmm. That's certainly not a requirement for someone running for school board. We have others who did not grow up here. Do you think that kind of familiarity kind of gives you some kind of a better insight?
I think it can help. You know, tradition means a lot, and there's a lot of tradition in the Valdosta system, be it, you know, of course, there's the football tradition, but also the education. Mm-hmm. So I think it can help. You're right, it's not a prerequisite, because somebody that doesn't have that could come in and do a jam-up job, but I came from the system, mm-hmm. so I feel that would help me have a little bit more skin in the game, I guess, to right. want to see it succeed, especially having children in the system.
And also being a small business owner. Of course,
right.
you are a business owner. So, and a lot of times we hear that maybe we don't have And again, that's not a prerequisite, but maybe sometimes we've heard on this show people say, well, we would like somebody who's kind of had to meet payroll before, right, to kind of have that mindset when it comes to, you know, either city council, county commission, or school board.
Right, because you do have to be smart with your resources. Yeah. And, you know, being a small business owner, you do deal with that on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm, and it can help make those decisions that may be hard but are the right ones to make.
As you have been out talking to people through this last few weeks when you have been campaigning, have you? Is there kind of a common theme what people say their opinion of the school system is, or people who have children or maybe even teachers in the school system, some of the concerns that they have? Have you heard a lot of feedback from folks?
Well, you know, listening to people talk and listen to people who are moving into the area, you know, one of the things I like to see the Vadasta system do is to improve its reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, because unfortunately, a lot of the things that I hear talking to people are, the reputation is not the best, and mm-hmm, people are deciding where they move to get in certain school systems. That's not always for the Vadasta system. When we've got schools that are dynamite and produce as good a student as anybody else in the area, mm-hmm, so that's one of the things that I'd really like to help the system with and work on is our reputation.
Yeah, of course, there are a lot of things, I think you're right, that people just maybe simply don't know about until you have a child in the system,
right,
and then you find out about the IB program or something like that, which, mm-hmm, I mean, there are a lot of things that can be trumpeted, and you do the best you can to do that. But there is a mindset out there that is tough to break through sometimes, I
right
think. So,
yeah.
Again, have you heard from teachers? That's one thing that I liked. I know sometimes we hear teachers say, you know, people don't understand our plight. It is tougher to be a teacher now when you're talking about more testing. And, I mean, there are a lot of things like that that are sometimes frustrating to educators. Have you talked to a lot of them leading up to this?
You know, I haven't talked to too many. I know many, and I know my kids' teachers. And,
right.
And they are on the – I mean, they are on the ground. They are on the ground. They're the boots on the ground. They're getting it done, and mm-hmm, and I know they face challenges on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And if any way that we can help them, that's kind of what we're there for.
Right. This is a big step to run for public office. Mm-hmm. Has any of that part been surprising? Just the of course, it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of time, takes money. I mean, all that kind of thing. Is like there's one part, there's the actual running for office, and mm-hmm, then there's the talk about what you would do if elected. But has that been a surprise to you at all, just everything that you got to do to get ready just to run for office?
It's been a learning experience for sure. It's been a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
You know, we've been out, you know, putting signs around and talking to folks, going to some of the forums, and mm-hmm, I have a small church that I pastor on Sunday morning, so I'm used to talking in front of groups, so that hasn't been tough, but it's definitely a different topic.
Yeah.
And so that has been I've had to learn how to speak about those things.
Again, this is an exciting time, though. As a matter of fact, Jennifer Steele, one of the new principals, Ricky Thomas, is going to be with us next hour to talk about some of the things happening in the city school system. But, of course, with the high school, the new high school and all the plans for that, there's that has generated a lot of excitement, and deservedly so. It's been, I don't know when that high school was constructed. I think early 70s, maybe, I believe, is when it was. So it's been a long time, and you hear a lot of people talking about that. And I think that's a good thing to get more, maybe even more people engaged in what's going on with the city schools.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, any time you have that kind of what would probably be considered a flagship for the system that's mm-hmm, new should generate a lot of excitement, and it's a lot of opportunity for the system. You know, you've got kind of a blank slate to look and see how you want your school to go. You know, mm-hmm, you mentioned the IB program, and that's a great program.
Yeah.
You know, it's really educating kids, and we've got the dual enrollment programs both with some of the colleges and with Wiregrass, and one of the things I'd like to see us expand is that technical education, mm-hmm, avenue of dual enrollment, because it's important not only to produce kids who are ready to get out there and go to college and further education that way. But one of the areas I think we could work on is that vocational side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of these folks, they're college isn't on their agenda.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and they need to graduate with a skill or a pathway to get them in the workforce.
And I think that's a great opportunity for all schools, period. that we're blessed to have in this community with things like not only Valdosta State University, but Wiregrass and so many others that we've had folks on from Wiregrass before talking about the Move On When Ready program and getting more and more involved. And that just makes all the sense in the world, it seems like, for those who choose that path, that they make it very easy for you to do that. And I think that benefits both sides.
Right. So. Absolutely.
Again, Dr. Tad Mosley joins us this morning. He is a candidate for the District 6 school board seat. Again, early voting is going on, and the election next Tuesday. And, Tad, I appreciate you, your time this morning. And, again, to all those who run for public office, we say thank you for putting yourself up. And I know that's a big decision to make, one that I'm sure you and your family talked about a lot before you decided to jump in. But I hope it's been a good experience, and good luck on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, thank you, and thank you for having me, and thank you for doing what you do, getting all of us in here to – give us a chance to say what we stand for.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thank you.